when the church is taken up, and the man of sin is revealed, then that during that tribulation period, you said something like the Lord declares war. The Lord will declare war after the first of the rapture.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't know whether this war is through the Antichrist, who will be. I don't actually understand whether the Lord Himself will be at war with the people or the Antichrist. What is that? I didn't really get that point.
Yeah, that's a reference to the second Psalm. You go to Psalm 2. Look what it's saying, verses 1 and 2.
Psalms 2. Psalms 2, 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Why do the hidden rage?
And verses 3, 4, and 5.
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure.
Right. So you see that basically, it's really basically against the Lord's anointed, isn't it? He said,
right.
They counsel together against the Lord and against his mind, or against, literally, it's the word Christ there, but we're in the Greek. That's what it was, okay, Messiah. Okay? So that's where the warfare is against. Now, Peter quotes that, so those two verses, Psalm 2, 1 and 2, in Acts chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Okay?
Acts chapter 4,
26 and 27.
The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together.
Yeah, you see, between and then if they talk about let us break their bands and cancel, between verses 3 and 4, actually verse 5 is what I'm saying, okay? Between verse 2 and verse 5, 2,000 years have gone by, okay?
So,
you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You see, your Psalms 2, 1 and 2 was fulfilled when he talks about in Acts chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, right?
Right.
Look who is there against him. He talks about the truth against it, the word against his Christ, and then he identifies the Christ as the Holy Child of Jesus, right? In verse 27. Yes. He says that Herod, okay, he was like a part of the people there, the Jews, Pontius Pilate, the heathen, okay, the Gentiles, and all the people of Israel, everybody was against them. You see that?
Wow.
Okay, and that's the way the world's ever been since the resurrection, has it? Isn't it? But in verse 5 of Psalm 2, the next thing that the Lord's going to do in answer to that rebellion, when he speaks, he's going to speak in wrath, isn't he? And when he does something, he's going to vex them, isn't he? See, that's all future, isn't it? What did God do once Israel and the Gentiles made that proclamation? He sat back down, right, and proclaimed grace, right? He's held off the judgment for 2,000 years, hasn't he? But that's when these ambassadors get recalled home, guess what? Verse 5 is going to be fulfilled in Psalm 2, okay? Wow. He is going to speak in wrath, and he is going to vex them in his sore displeasure.
I see that. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Had a little baby. He's not going to be the heir anymore. But he sent him to look for a wife for.
Eliezer. Yeah. He was Abraham's steward, the native of Damascus.
Yeah. So Eliezer of Damascus, right?
Right.
I had an in-depth.